Let's begin. Close your physical eyes and imagine someone is gently lifting you up by the tops of your ears, allowing your spine to hang freely from your head. Feel your shoulders dropping, your elbows hanging heavy, your feet sinking into the ground. Imagine your spine is like a chewing gum that is gently being pulled top and bottom. You are both grounded and alert. And there is space for each breath to fill your lungs fully. With each exhale, invite any lingering resistance or tiredness or pain to depart. Don't try to force yourself to relax. It doesn't work. Simply invite relaxation and allow it to happen on its own. Go ahead and take a few moments to scan yourself and observe how you are feeling. Observe whatever is there to be felt. No judgment. If somewhere you are still receiving a discomfort signal, simply accept it. It won't interfere with your meditation. We are learning to be aware of how things are and to accept them as non-threatening. So a sensation is simply a sensation. It's only good or bad if we decide it to be so. If we decide that what we observe does not interfere with observing, then nothing we observe needs to bother us. In fact, this attention helps us to become more aware of what's going on. Helps us to care for ourselves better. Accepting how we feel doesn't make us passive. It connects us with our situation. It allows us to respond from a place of greater awareness. We all know that when we feel ignored, we feel unloved. So when we ignore or avoid our own feelings, we are withholding love from ourselves. So if there is any feeling or thought that arises that you really think you must avoid, ask your inner guide or your Holy Spirit how to see this differently. Oh, even your feelings, which you might regard as a negative, can show you your strength, lead you to a miracle, can help you remember who you are. If you simply ask, how can I see this differently? So if you haven't already had some thought that you would like to see differently, invite one into your mind now. It could be about anything, your health, a relationship, politics, your job. And ask, how can I see this differently? How can I see this as an aid, a gift? If you feel resistance, it's because you are already predicting the answer and thinking you won't like it. But Holy Spirit never takes anything away from you that you really need. So the answer is always accepting of you, giving you a feeling of expanding and connecting and transcending. So with a humble, sincere mind, ask and leave space to receive the answer. If you have received an answer, really allow it to sink in. Stay with it. Don't run on to another thought. Imagine yourself in the situation or in the relationship you are thinking of. Experiencing it from this new point of view. Experiencing yourself. With this new outlook on who you are. Observe your body again. Observe if you feel any differently. Our thoughts can completely change how we feel in an instant. Allow this thought to sink deeper into your mind. Allow yourself to imagine yourself with this mind. In other situations in your life, with other people, imagine yourself as someone who is able to see things differently, who is able to see only blessings. Imagine how other people in your life must look at you, seeing you like this, free of worry. Free of doubt. Let's make a habit of asking to see things differently. Let's make a habit of remembering that we are people who remember to do so and receive guidance and do see differently. This is who we are. Let's make it a habit. Let's create another experience and a memory to remind us. Imagine yourself now in a garden. Look around, see what kind of garden it is. Smell the earth, smell the flowers, or whatever is there. Feel the sun on your skin. And imagine that there are seeds in your hand. That these are miracle seeds. That you are a miracle gardener. So look around and find the perfect spot to plant your miracle seeds. Pay close attention to what is around them so that you will remember this spot. What's growing next to this spot? Observe it in detail so it will burn into your memory. And dig into the earth with your fingers. Feel the earth, feel it sliding under your fingernails. Feel the moistness of it. The stickiness. And take one seed and just rub it between your thumb and the second finger, feeling the seed, feel the texture, the shape of it. Then plant it into the ground, covering it over. Gently pat the earth down and lean down and give that earth a kiss. Give it your blessing. And let us trust that a miracle will grow. Whenever we ask for guidance, our perceptions will be changed. The obstacles to our awareness of love's presence will fade away. And we will be left with the awareness that we are held in love. And that we have given birth to a miracle. Resolve to remember what you have planted here today. Come back in your own time to water and nurture the seed as it grows. Plant more seeds and more seeds. And let the miracles sprout and bloom and enliven your life and the lives of everyone around you, Miracle Gardener. Remember. Holding this resolve in your mind, slowly lower your head and open your eyes and come back. Thank you.